is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Doesn't this candle smell?
It really, really does.
Do you
also
like this smell?
Because it's a mason jar, so you're going to think that you're...
I'm going to drink it. I'm going to drink the fat. Isn't that one nice?
It's really good. What is it?
White tea and ginger.
Mm,
I got it from a feminist...
Hot. Do not grab a candle from the
No, don't do that. I think that was obvious.
Not to me, apparently.
This candle's amazing. I got it. I'm going to give a little plug for The Rip Bodice in Culver City.
Ooh,
it's an incredible romance. It's
Jenny's show. Yeah.
So I went to Jenny's show, former guest, Jenny Chalikian.
Chalikian.
I went to her
I
show.
Love her last name. I feel like
it's a great last name.
Chalikian.
Mm-hmm. But she is the coolest. She has her comedy show, and it was great and had an incredible lineup. Had Sarah Schaefer, Dave Ross, Emmy Blotnick, Nick Turner, and one other person whose name I don't remember, but it was great.
Two, three, four. Podcast, we're making a podcast about 30 Rock. Podcast, we're making a podcast about 30 Rock. We're calling it Talk 30 to Me. It is great.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey.
I'm Kimmy.
And this is Talk 30 Rock to Me, our podcast all about 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
And NBC.
NBC.
And I just realized, wait, when is this episode coming out? No, it's not. Hang on. We'll get back to that. Never mind. This is our podcast. I saw a date and I got really excited. I'll talk about that later. Yep. This is our podcast. We've done this before.
Cool.
I've been rewatching Community and it makes me very happy and very sad at the same time.
That's fun. I'm watching Schitt's Creek. So,
ooh,
can
is
I say
good?
That on this podcast? You know what? It's growing on me a lot. I think there's some interesting comedic performances and I find it charming. So
okay.
I don't know. I always love the like big city people come to a small town.
Yeah.
That's like a trope that I'm always into.
Okay.
So
okay.
I like it. I recommend it.
That's the where Schitt has a dollar sign at the front of it, right?
Yes.
Or is the end?
Because they have lots of money. They did. They did have lots of
They're
money.
Like Arrested Development 2.0.
So this is our 30 Rock podcast.
Yep, sorry. Yep.
Well, we talk about all things comedy, Tina Fey, and fun stuff. So.
I got a sticker on me.
You do have a sticker.
Where that came from.
Kelsey,
yeah.
First, before we get started, I want to ask everyone, if you're listening and you
yes.
haven't, please subscribe to this podcast.
Please
rate, review it. We send stickers to people who review our podcast and
yes,
then email us at talk30rockpodcast@gmail.com.
Close. talk30rocktome@gmail.com.
Oh, that's our old one, isn't it?
But talk30tome podcast will also go.
It'll
there,
also
right?
go
it
to us.
Over.
We cover both. So all that being said, great. It's only been a year that we've had this name.
It's
so
good.
Email us there, though, with your address. And
literally
we will
almost
you.
A year, because we've transitioned over at the beginning of February.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, it's our rock-iversary.
Rock-iversary. That's gross.
Right.
I don't think I like that. But it's sticking now. So
yep.
That is, that's one of our things. The other thing is, if you listen and you want to help out our podcast,
yeah.
go to boardwalkaudio.com and then /talk30rock to me. Then you look at you mouthing
I'm
along
so
with
proud
me.
Of you. Every
then you click
you
support
this.
Our artist,
yep.
and then it'll take you to an Amazon link. Buy things on Amazon through our Amazon link.
Yeah.
I haven't bought anything on Amazon.
I don't know. I'm like looking at my Amazon. I'm like, I don't think I bought anything this week, which is a weird week for me to not have spent time on Amazon.
I know. We all live on Amazon a little bit.
Oh, that's not true. I bought a printer. For one of our associations. So there's an HP OfficeJet Pro 7740 wide format all-in-one printer with wireless mobile
printing. Gross. This is all gross.
But
so.
We like when you guys buy stuff on our Amazon link. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Please do. That's all I got.
Yep. I think that's about it.
Any other fun stuff we should talk about before? Nope. Let's just get into 30-30.
Let's do it.
30-30. All right, Kelsey, it's your 30-30.
Okay, so this is
this
a stretch,
week.
But I really want to talk
Make
about
it
this,
happen.
And I found the stretch. So, Black Panther came out this week.
All right, it did come out this week. I haven't
and
seen it yet.
You should.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to see it. I was supposed to see it last night, and I didn't, so I'm probably going to see
I
it tonight, tomorrow.
I saw it. I love how movies, like, come out at midnight, but also they come out, like,
at
4
8
hours.
PM.
Oh, it's the best.
It's so great.
Remember when we used to sit for, like, 9
Kelsey,
hours?
You and I went to, like, probably 10 or 15 midnight
so
showings.
Many of
we went
and
to so many.
And we just camp out all day long.
And now I'm like, what was I doing?
Right? I know. I'm like, dang.
Why was I like, I'm the first to see this movie on the West Coast?
Right?
It's something
we were
to be
so
proud of.
And when we remember, we'd, like, message Charisse and Kendall on the other side of the country.
Yeah,
and
they'd like
they
start
got
giving
out as
us
we were
stuff.
Getting in.
Yeah, our East Coast friends would start like telling us tidbits. Yep. We'd be like, stop it.
Oh,
we're going in now to see this Twilight movie.
It was so exciting.
I for sure was Twilight. But
oh, yeah.
It was
Twilight, Harry Potter, and Pirates. Like, those were like the go-tos. So I saw on Thursday night. And the way I'm connecting to 30-30 is that Wesley Snipes was supposed to play Black Panther years ago. And he did not.
Mm-hmm.
So Wesley Snipes is in... The 30,
I'll take
but
it.
It's not the
I'll
real Wesley.
It.
So that was my way. But go see Black Panther. I have many feelings about it, and it's just beautifully done. And I just, there's a lot of things about it that I feel like I'm kind of in this weird place where I like, I want to talk about it as much as possible, but there's a little bit of me that's like, I feel like this movie's not for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, it's not that it's not for you. It's not for you. You're not the person that needs to talk about this.
Yes. That's what, yeah. And so I'm really like fair. Trying to be quiet about it, but I'm also like favoriting every tweet that I see about it. Cause it was just, and it was just so beautiful and so incredibly well done. And
God, I love Ryan Coogler.
Oh man.
Creed was one of my favorite movies a couple years ago. Like, Creed did not get enough attention for how wonderful it is.
I didn't see it.
Creed is amazing.
Is it?
Well, here's the thing too. I know it's like, it's another Rocky. It's like everything you would want from a new Rocky movie to the extent, but it's not a new Rocky movie.
Oh,
it like,
okay,
it's so much more.
That's right.
And it's for some reason, Sylvester Stallone is who got attention in that, which was dumb because Michael B. Jordan is incredible. And, oh my gosh, what's her name? I'm like really in love with her. She was the Valkyrie in the new Thor movie. Tessa Thompson,
okay,
is like the love interest. She's incredible in it. It's when I fell in love with her. It's when I was like, that's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Was I love I don't know if her name's Letitia.
Oh, everyone loves her.
Oh my gosh, she was my favorite. My friend Eddie, he lives in New York, and Michael B. Jordan was showing up at theaters in New York on Thursday night, I guess Friday morning, and it's just like, it makes me so just happy to be watching this happen. And to I enjoy the movie so much, and I like want to go see it again already, but I'm loving just watching it, mm-hmm. and just seeing just the pride in the movie that Black people everywhere are having in this movie. And I love it.
Beautiful seeing people just get so excited about it. So
I'm like, go make more movies. Like, let them be in every movie that, like,
no, it looks amazing.
Yeah,
it looks absolutely amazing. I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah,
you should. Oh my gosh, you're getting me really pumped about it. I just think Michael B. Jordan is the most beautiful man.
Okay,
Chadwick Boseman is gorgeous too.
It
but
popped
Michael
up,
B. Jordan,
he popped
Lord.
Up, and I went, "Is that Nick Cannon?" Because he looks,
they have a some,
he looks so
he
much like
Nick Cannon.
And I, but he's talking, and I'm like, that's not Nick Cannon. And then finally, I'm like, never mind, that's not. But it was a moment where I'm like, isn't Nick Cannon in this movie? But it's like baby Nick Cannon. But no, it's Michael B. Jordan. And
it's Michael B. Jordan. He was never married to Mariah.
No, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyways, go see Black Panther if you haven't already.
Excited.
By the time this comes out, everybody should go see it.
Everyone
already.
Go see it right now. What is
do it.
What an interesting time of year for like a big blockbuster to come out too.
Right. What
this is not blockbuster season, but I'm still on board.
This is now Saturday, and it came out officially yesterday. And I think I read earlier that it's already made $25.2 million.
I mean, this movie is going to make so much money.
Yeah.
It's so, oh my gosh, this movie is going to make so much money. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
So I just hope
all of the Black Panther movies.
Please. I just want to, okay, I know we've talked about this for a while. I need to say this. We just need to celebrate the fact this is the third studio movie that Ryan Coogler has made. He made
really
Fruitvale Station. I think it's Fruitvale Station. I can't remember 100%, which I didn't see. Honestly, I want to see. It looks really, really gripping and really beautiful and really heartbreaking. I saw Creed. Creed destroyed me. Creed was so good. Ah. And then these are the movies he's made. He's 31. I hate him. He's 31. Kelsey, what are we doing? We make this podcast.
We make a podcast.
What is he doing? He's making Black Panther.
Yeah, Fruitvale
Though
Station.
We're not 31, yeah. So it's fine.
Oh gosh, I'm almost there. Well, I guess not. I'm almost 29.
Fair, but
cool.
All right. Well, that's a good 30-30, Kelsey. Thank you for bringing that to the table.
Of course.
Do you want to let's talk about Don Geiss, America, and Hope?
Hope, America.
Is that the the order? Cool, cool, cool.
Hope and
cool,
America.
Cool, cool.
Air date on this episode. This is season 4, episode 15. Air date was March 18th, 2010. What I was freaking about earlier was that I will be in New York on March 18th, but not from 2010. So that was what I was like. Is this episode coming out on the same day I'll be in New York? No, it's not. This was recorded.
I mean, there probably was an episode.
There probably was. You're right.
That came out on March 18th.
I got
so
really excited for
it. I'm really happy for you.
Director was Stephen Lee Davis. And this is his first of 3 30 Rock episodes as the director. But he has done 61 episodes as first AD. He was also assistant director on Marley and Me, Baby Mama, Devil Wears Prada, Sex and the City, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Hunger Games.
Wait, I'm sorry. He directed those things?
He was an AD.
AD. Flipped off. I'm like,
you're all, really?
I really thought other people directed those
things. Yeah, no.
That's very interesting. He was like, oh, off of my work for Mrs. Doubtfire, I shall direct an episode
right?
Rock.
No.
Cool. All right, I was listening.
And then writers were Jack Burda and Tracy Wickfield.
great. It's a great team.
Yeah, and this is, I think, Tracy's second official writing credit.
Get it.
I think she did the last episode, too. I'm pretty sure she either cheated. Yeah, she did Future Husband.
That's so well. Crazy because she has her own show now.
So well done, Tracy. Her own show like her.
I really like.
My recap of this episode, if I can remember what this episode was about, because I didn't write it down. Jack is dealing with Cable Town and what his role is going to be in this new company, because it's not quite structured the way that you normally, the type of businesses that he's familiar with. Tracy is dealing with a rumor about him that is true, but also could be damaging to his reputation, I guess. And Liz and her future husband are coming to grips with the fact that maybe they're not really each other's futures, even though the universe seems to want to keep throwing them together.
Oh, the universe is she's a cruel mistress.
It is very true. Yep. Sorry, there was fuzz in my microphone every time. But yeah, so that's Don Geist's Hope in America.
I just wrote Don Geist's America. I really missed the hope. I lost my hope.
You lost your hope. Well, and Jack actually says the title in the episode.
He does, which is always weird to me. I'm always like uncomfortable.
I'm going to go
that.
bury Don Geist's America. And oh, he says America, then hope.
That's why I thought that's what the title was.
Maybe I'm wrong. It is very, very possible.
I mean, they could have switched it around, too.
It's possible, too. So let's talk about the beginning of this episode. Because I actually posted a video from this episode after the Patriots lost. The Eagles won the Super Bowl because of this whole thing. So it starts off, we have a Frank hat immediately under the bottom. And Jack is talking to all of the offices, basically, that was formerly GE, now Cable Town, and our new company, Cable Town, blah, blah, blah. And they're the people in Tokyo who are wearing pink women's pajamas.
What a weird joke. I don't know if I'm into it.
I haven't quite. I didn't know that was.
It's
not a stereotype, right?
It's not a stereotype. I think it's just like another joke making fun of Japan.
Yeah, fair enough. And you get him talking about Cable Town with a K, and that is one of my biggest pet peeves, is companies that have misspellings in their name.
As like a name,
oh, it bothers me so much. There's a competitor for our company who
does the same thing.
Oh, man. I'm like, why would you leave us to go there? So this has this whole thing where Jack's like, this is exciting. Not Seinfeld Friends ER exciting, but more like 3D episodes of Merlin exciting.
Also, was Merlin on NBC?
I don't know.
I didn't think Merlin was on NBC. Maybe I remembered that.
Maybe they went to forget about
that. I thought that was a really good line, though.
Yeah, I loved it. And then Liz.
It gets to this moment where Liz starts going.
Where she says, go Eagles, and throws a snowball
which
Jack.
She had just been holding.
Yes. And then Philly Rules, cheesesteaks, Bobby Clark, Will Smith, your town sucks.
And then he starts going Boston, and he's like, Boston cheesecake, Boston
tea party, Boston cream pie.
And then, do you
Boston,
know this one?
Rob
yeah, you
Mariano.
Do.
I know this course, one. I know this one.
I know why you know this one. Do you want to know why I
why
know this one?
Why do you know Boston Rob Mariano?
I dated a guy who was so into Boston Rob Mariano. He talked about him. He was like, he's just a good guy. He's just a really good guy.
He's not the beginning. He becomes
a good guy through the narrative they create for him. But it just cracks me up. So, because while I was dating him, I don't watch Survivor. I just heard so much about Boston Rob. Because he did Survivor, and then he did Amazing Race, right? Uh-huh. He jumped.
Yep. With his lady. What's his? I can't remember what his wife's name is.
His lady wife. But I just laughed because I was like, Boston Rob.
And then birthplace of Benjamin Franklin, and like Liz's whole thing. Yeah. Then he looked around, realized it sucked, and moved to Philadelphia. And then there's the LA digs, which, okay, come on, LA guys, like
Michael Bay,
your examples
freeways.
being Michael Bay freeways and Legoland. Number one, Legoland is in San Diego. It is not in LA.
Excuse.
Like, there are so many cooler things you could have yelled about LA.
So many.
Also, and even if you were going out of, like, Disneyland sooner than Legoland, like, LA, you did suck in this episode. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
And then you just get that Don Geist built GE into the greatest company on earth, and Earth into one of the top three planets in the universe. And Frank's like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it's fair.
And then just Jetta. This is for you, Dan Goose.
I think it would be remiss if I didn't sing a song. Dear Lord. I know Dan Goose was really good.
Oh, I love it.
I love this just weird sense of like the incredible wealthy, like, and the technology they have. You know, he's having that cryogenic freezing.
Oh, he's pulling a Han Solo.
Well, he's literally, yeah, I was like, cryogenic freezing, like Walt Disney's head. And then it's like, oh no, it's Han Solo. Oh, yeah.
You know, that was Tina Fey getting her Star Wars in.
Also, how fun is that to be the prop guy being like, we've got to make a giant. Oh, right. He's got the hands even.
Sorry,
out.
Rip Torn. Yeah.
I know, it's so funny to me.
I want to know what happens to that.
Also, it doesn't look like Rip Torn.
No,
so
it doesn't.
They did not. No offense to them.
All right. So let's talk about the Tracy storyline.
Oh, Tracy. So the cat's out of the bag.
Dun, dun, dun. He's a good husband. So a nanny is writing a tell-all book where she ends up saying all of these horrible things that Tracy has an addiction to prescription glasses.
Prescription glasses?
Well, I know.
What is that? What does an addiction to that look like?
Well,
though?
I imagine it probably looks very similar to my addiction to sunglasses.
You have so many sunglasses, Kelsey. Kelsey was like, I relate to this.
This week I walked into my office and I was leaving for lunch and I was like, oh, I went to grab my sunglasses and realized I picked up ones that were not the ones that I walked into the office wearing. And I then looked around my desk and I had 10 pairs of sunglasses strewn across my
desk. You hadn't
even noticed? Nope. And the only reason I went, oh, I know which ones I wore because Jonathan Bakenloo, former guest, had commented on them when I walked in the morning. Oh, I was wearing the heart ones. I have a problem and I'm okay with that.
It's a good problem. I think if you're going to be addicted to something, let's do that instead of cocaine.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Thank you. My bank account.
I'm going to get that put on a pillow for you. Sunglasses instead of cocaine.
I like it. the fact that he suffers from attention deficit disorder. Jack, your shoes are shiny. And then more than that, she revealed that Tracy has never cheated on his wife.
Which I wish that we had an Angie presence in this episode.
Yes.
I really wish we could have had her.
I wanted her being the one like, go find this girl. Look at that girl. Like, I wanted her to be doing something.
It could have been a little more fun. But at the same time, it made it hard for me. He's like, yeah, she's upset. I'm like, is she really, Trey?
Right.
I love that voicemail. Hey, hi, baby. I'm at Bed Bath & Beyond getting I can't remember. Do you want brass or wood shower ring?
Curtain rings. Calling me right now. I miss you so much.
I can't wait to talk to you.
It's so precious.
Dear Lord. I'm going to start doing that because I have that happen a lot where I'm like leaving a voicemail and someone's calling me back. I'm going to be like, you're calling now. Can't wait to talk to you. Looking forward to it.
Oh, my Lord.
Dear Lord. It's so funny to me.
We learned that his Ben and Jerry's flavored ice cream was
adulterated raisin. What a terrible flavor, but it's really... Because you know those pitches where they're like, oh, I guess all we got is adulterated raisin.
Like, what else is... I don't like raisins, so the idea of raisin in anything is gross.
In ice cream, it's weird.
Yeah, I'm like, is that a thing?
Rum raisin, I guess, actually. That's probably the only thing. Because I've had rum raisin chocolate before, and that's actually pretty good.
Is that ice cream?
No, it's a chocolate flavor, but you can also get it. It was something I ate in India a lot, actually. I really liked it. I really liked rum raisin.
Yeah, it did not sound good to me at all.
But still, adulter raisin sounds...
Right?
The lingering taste of regret.
And so the real reason why this is a big problem is that a lot of Tracy's endorsements are going to drop him.
I also don't think I could spell raisin, I'm realizing.
Anyway. My autocorrect did not know what to do with it when I was trying to type it up. And so... Tracy, the sponsor Horny Goat Weed, dropped him. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Horny Goat Weed, dear Lord.
And so then Tracy is saying that Angie has just said that he needs to go have an affair. And Jenna can't sleep with Tracy because she'll lose her endorsement with NASCAR. And so then you see Tracy showing up in Liz's office with a tray of fruit and vegetables. And trying to flirt with her.
First of all, if you're going to seduce Liz Lemon, what food do you show up with,
Kelsey?
Oh, yeah.
You show up with a Sabor de Soledad.
Or a sandwich.
Not Sabor de Soledad. I'm sorry.
You can do Sabor de Soledad. That makes her think she's pregnant.
Yeah, or a sandwich. Or
pizza.
Anything unhealthy.
Anything.
I ham. Thought that, too. I was like, yeah, right?
Ham.
Angie shows up. Is that the Sabor de Soledad's her little... Her
That's
Cheetos,
her cheese
right?
snack, okay, yeah. No, so it just was like a really terrible move. But I just love him like trying. We get a lot of seductive... this episode and the next episode of recording, yeah. There's a lot of seduction happening.
100%.
I'm really into it. It worked on me. I just like... number one, I'm conscious. Gross, but funny.
Right,
number
right.
two, you smell like icy hot.
What do you think reason three was? Because she got cut off. What
oh,
do you think
my
her
goodness.
Reason three
I have
would be?
No idea.
I was like trying to think what her... I couldn't. I thought you might have something.
I wish I was funny enough right now to think of something. But all I can be is like, he's married.
Oh gosh, yeah. So she's saying absolutely no on that. I was reading though on Wikipedia, they were saying how Tracy Jordan's storyline, in which his former nanny writes a tell-all book, is mirroring but in reversal Tiger Woods, and how like I guess there must have been a tell-all book where a nanny was like saying what actually happened and like all these things. But like,
is that how all the Tiger Woods stuff came out? They got photographed with a hooker.
According to this, it says Tracy Jordan's storyline, in which his former nanny writes a tell-all book that he never actually had an affair with anyone, mirrored though in reversal the real life of professional golfer Tiger Woods that occurred in 2009. And one scene is revealed. Oh, maybe the actual, maybe the tell-all isn't what it is, but it's like woman coming forward. A lot of people came forward about Tiger Woods.
Isn't it so funny how tame the Tiger Woods theme seems now?
Oh yeah,
those women were all consenting and on board,
right?
Great. Like, oh,
it's almost like, what a good guy Tiger. Like,
I know, which is awful, but it's just so funny where we were like, what, when this happened 10 years ago,
yeah,
to suddenly all of us to be like, to look at like the stuff that's coming out, and I'm just like, oh, so he was just having, I mean, he was cheating on his wife with a lot of women who wanted to be with him.
Yeah,
all right, what's bad, but also like not enough to ruin a career,
right?
Which,
right,
I guess,
right,
it didn't. He still plays. He, that didn't ruin his career.
No, it didn't. It, I think it ruined his, I don't know if he's still with his wife.
It's interesting. Fresh Off the Boat did an episode a couple years ago about like a year or two ago about Tiger Woods, and I actually really intrigued. I was intrigued how they handled it, because he's apparently he's half black, he's half Asian, or Thai or something. Okay, yeah. And so they were talking about, it was all about these the kids in the Fresh Off the Boat family, like really owning, like, oh, Tiger Woods is Asian, like he's like in the way, like trying to own, yeah, like he's one,
ours,
of us,
yeah.
And being really the pride, and like the Constance Wu's character is like obsessed with Tiger Woods' Asian tiger mom,
yeah.
And it's like trying to like find her and pick her brain. It's really funny, but it was really interesting to see that like play on Tiger Woods,
yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And to like talk about him not with any of the shadow of like his adultery, because it was in that this takes place in the 90s,
right, that it wasn't a thing,
so it
yet.
Wasn't a thing yet.
He still just wore a red shirt,
exactly.
All right, let's talk about,
I do want to go, there's, yes, two jokes I want to, yes, do in this Tracy thing. First of all, we learned that Jenna ate the pig from Babe.
Oh my gosh, yes,
she ate the pig from Babe. And then his John Edwards joke killed me.
What was
it, was like
John,
when Edwards, he loses, you start, when he loses that endorsement, he goes, "Aw, John Edwards and I were supposed to run a float in the Mardi Gras parade."
Why was that? I don't know who John Edwards is.
John Edwards was the he ran for vice president under John Kerry.
Oh,
and he was famous because he was caught cheating on his wife while cheating on his wife who was dying of cancer with another woman. He also was someone who would like, this is again in the political like scheme of,
yeah,
things,
yeah,
all of this is still that's not tame, that was gross,
yeah.
I'm not gonna call that tame, that one was pretty bad. She was dying of cancer and he was having an affair,
yeah,
but he also had a $200, he paid like $250 for a haircut, and like all of middle America was like, what the F, John Edwards, you're a man, why do you need a $250 haircut? Like, I remember the headlines, it was very funny. But
I was
he
John
became,
Edwards, not the like theological,
no,
like,
no, John Edwards,
sinners,
yeah,
in the hands of an,
he became shorthand for skeezy politician.
Oh, gross.
Which, yeah, cheat
one
on your
those,
dying wife. Yeah.
Ugh. No,
made me so mad. But yeah, that's the Tracy thing. So let's move on to, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Jack's storyline has more oomph to it, so we should probably talk about Liz's.
Talk about Liz's. It's literally just her running into, it's her running into Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, everywhere.
All the time, right?
Well, it starts with her possibly having a breakfast. Is that this episode or is that the next one? The breakfast date?
No, that's the next one.
Is it?
Because,
okay,
she's trying to figure out this one first. Like, she's trying to figure out,
oh,
if,
right,
she's still,
right,
kind of in it a little bit. They're both running to each other saying Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Yes.
Which is very funny.
Oh,
there's also,
gosh,
a poster for The Wolfman in the background. I remember that movie with Benicio del Toro.
Oh, that's
the,
right,
movie Tanked.
That's right.
It's so funny. It's because all of these were filmed in, like, because it's a winter episode. These were all filmed, like you said,
mm-hmm,
January, February, March. And that's when usually the meh movies come,
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
When the
no
studio is like, shoot.
This, right.
Shoot.
So they decide, so yeah, you learn that Wesley at movie theaters can't believe someone would eat popcorn and get seltzer and Mike and Ice.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That's what I want.
Salt, is that just like sparkling water?
It's sparkling water.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
like salt, but there might be some sodium. I don't remember if it's sodium or not. I'm like all about that sparkling water.
Excuse me. And so then they decide, like, well, but clearly we're in our phones this for a reason. So they go back to Dr. Kaplan's office to see if they can get put under. And Dr. Kaplan's like, oh, you think you guys are special? Let me show you what happens in my recovery.
I love that postal worker and other woman.
I read something that postal worker has played a postal worker on something else. I don't remember what it is, but
she's like, man, I keep getting typecast as a postal worker.
You missed your calling. Mm-hmm. I love all the jokes about Dr. Kaplan and how his brother's a cardiologist and he's a dentist.
And he's only killed one man.
Right. He's like, if my brother's the better doctor, why have so many of his patients died? And I've only lost two or something like that. Just, I think it's very, very funny.
It is very funny.
And so, but then this episode, they decide like, we're going to split our ways. Cool. Like we're done. And then Liz gets into a taxi, which I hate that she was like, I know you're off duty, but can you take me anyway? And that the taxi driver said yes. Cause I can't tell you how many times I've been in like in the elevator at work on my way going to lunch. And somebody's like, by the way, my printer's not working. I'm like, I'm off the clock. Do not talk to me right now about this. So I was annoyed at Liz in that moment. But then you just have, so a taxi hits Liz's taxi and then a dude gets out of the car and she's like, oh no, it's him, and it's not, and she's happy. But then Wesley comes by on his
gangway for foot cycle, which or is one of or my velocipede. Favorite one of my favorite lines in this episode is gangway for foot cycle. I think it a lot when I'm biking or near bikes. I think gangway for foot cycle.
And then Wes is like, you know what? The universe wants us together. Maybe we're supposed to settle. And I can open up jars and kill bugs for you. And you can make me look less gay at work functions. Grow old with me, Liz. In separate bedrooms.
Oh, my gosh. It's just so depressing. It's funny to me because I love Michael Sheen so much. I think he's a handsome man. I think he's so. And he just plays simpering so well on the show. He just is gormless and annoying. He's so, what it breaks my heart, because I can imagine they probably did a lot of auditions while they were putting the offer out to him.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, and it, like, he's just, I can just see them being like, please, Michael Sheen, say yes. He's so good in this.
I like that.
I like it so much. I like the line, that's grim, and I've played Monopoly alone.
I know.
It is very grim. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, and so that storyline, that just ends.
It literally ends with her being like, nope, there's more out there for us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then him shouting, you'll see me in 2 months during sweeps week. Yeah, and then I forget what his joke about sweeps week is.
Spring cleaning.
Yep.
That's what we call spring cleaning. And he did have, I didn't write the whole thing down, but where he like talks about like, and you're like this person who does this, like Hillary from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No, that's Tracy.
Oh, crap. You're right. That's Tracy.
I was going to say, why would.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Why would he make that comparison?
Fair point.
Oh, yeah, this happens when he's trying to seduce Liz.
Yeah, no. See, that's another line I love where she's in there. She's like, you have a wife and a kid and kids that love you. I have a Sims family that keeps getting murdered.
Yep. Relatable. We've all had that happen.
So sad.
All right. This last storyline with Jack.
Let's talk about Jack.
So Geist
and Dan
dead.
Goose.
And Dan Goose. And Jack cannot figure, he's like trying to research Cable Town and figure out their business model and how can he fit in, right? And he just like can't figure it out. So he calls on a friend who left GE previously to go to Cable Town, and basically Cable Town gets all of their money because they cater mostly
to porn. They have a lot of porn.
The actor who plays the coworker who went to Cable Town is an actor named Scott Bryce, who he played Mr. Templeton in Flu Shot.
Wait.
Michael Templeton. He played the son.
The son. Sorry,
he played the son.
Sorry. I was like.
Not the old dude.
The old. They put makeup on him? I'm like, that's not him.
No.
He plays the son. Interesting. They were like, we like you, kid. You're coming back.
Come back, Bryce.
Oh, I mean, I didn't notice, so who Bryce. Noticed?
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. This episode. It's interesting. I love how they always mirror thematically what Jack and what Liz are going through. They're both going through like their own version of settling and whether it's worth it. This whole arc that they're both going through in their lives. Jack's arc, I think overall, is always a little less satisfying to me than Liz's.
Yeah.
Liz's arc, I just adore.
But in this situation, though, I am sadder for Jack than I am for Liz at this point.
At this point. Yeah. Because I think in the end, we just do. I think it's easier. It is easier to see Liz and have a lot of hope. It's not that we can't see hope for Jack, but like something is gone. He will not be the president of GE, or CEO of GE. How does business work?
Yeah.
How does it work?
I think you got it.
Did I?
Yeah, you're good.
I don't know.
You're good.
It is really heartbreaking. And I'm really impressed that he's trying to make it work and then it's not.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, he once thought that the headline after he died would be CEO of GE dies violently in a casino orgy. Now it's going to be middle manager of a Philadelphia pornography distributor never wakes up. And it's just, and just like his line of literally, I'm going to go bury Don Geis, America, and hope is just
heartbreaking.
It's so, so, so sad.
He is really, really sad.
And but then he has an idea. And because when he's at Don Geis's funeral, he's talking about how like Don Geis always had these incredible ideas. Like, you're missing half of the market when it comes to light bulbs because people are asleep. So what did he do? He came mm-hmm. up with a nightlight. And then he talks about how, and then he talks about how for kids. And so they made up the concept of a monster under the bed. So they want the nightlights. Like, I think it was just such an interesting thing. And so in that moment,
their vertical integration is hilarious on the show, the way they do it.
And then he talks about, well, we're missing a whole market.
We're missing women
when it comes to porn. And his solution to this,
I mean, there's so many issues with what he says.
But it
sets up for a very funny tag.
For a great tag.
Just like Liz's face as she's ordering. She's like,
well,
ooh.
And the dude in that.
That's astronaut Mike Dexter.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Who I swear I've seen a NoHo walking around. And I'm always like, I think you're astronaut Mike Dexter, but I don't know.
His name is John Anderson. So just yell John.
John. All right,
I'll
do it.
Turns around.
I'll see if John turns around. Because he reminds me a lot of actual Dexter.
Oh, fair enough.
Whatever that actor is, Michael C. Hall. He has a similar face shape, similar cheekbones. But
yeah,
there's a couple moments in this Jack storyline that absolutely destroy me.
Tell me.
I really, really love with Kenneth when he was like, a great company. He's like, oh, I prefer a company of great friends.
I know, he just goes for the hug. Dry.
But then he says, some of the pages, not me, are worried about age limits and age verification. They're like laying it on so hard. It's so funny to
Kenneth
me.
Kenneth is freaking out.
And then I love that bit where he's like, well, why did you even buy NBC? He's like, oh, it's seen by the government as buying a charity. It's such a great
a
dig
write-off.
At their own company. It's so funny.
It's so good.
Oh, NBC.
I also loved in that scene at Don Geis's funeral that Kenneth is playing the organ and Kathy is playing the trumpet. And
I know.
Playing Ave Maria. Like,
I know. I love those. I'm like, but of course, Kenneth. They were like, oh, shoot. Who do we have playing this thing? Just throw Kenneth in here. Mm-hmm. Saves money on actors. That's for sure.
Like, why not?
It's very funny to me.
Yeah, so I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was a really good episode. I think
is that the same church as future funerals will take place?
Oh,
I think it is.
What is it? The same church where
Elisa?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. It's got to be
the Mass of the Saint Valentine.
Yes,
exactly.
Oh gosh, and just Jack on his phone talking to Jonathan about his plunder reservation. So great. The whole porn for women is because women have an insatiable need to jabber, and just the dude sitting there like, yeah, I'm more than just a pair of ears. I'm a person who thinks about sex every 7 seconds.
so dumb.
Yeah, but and then so I mean that kind of wraps up Jack's storyline, but I forgot about this, that Liz calls Wesley. Or no, sorry, she doesn't. She shows up where she knows he's going to be because there's
the white wines
of Scotland.
And most restaurants refuse to serve it.
I was just like, dang, like, it's kind of a bitch move on Liz's part. Like, I knew you were going to be here, so I can just tell you that I'm never going. Like,
oh, yeah, she's the worst.
Oh, yeah, it was
but
horrible.
But also, he's the worst, so it's fine.
Yeah, I was like, Liz, I think I just didn't like Liz that much. Like,
in her defense.
Yeah.
In her defense, last time they had talked. Thank you, Emily Nussbaum. Mm-hmm. And the last time they talked, he'd been like, we should get married. So she had to give him some answer.
I guess.
But the way she does it is a bit of a dick move.
Yeah.
And she sets herself up for what comes later, which is their relationship having another moment. But also, whatever. But she needs to have this like, no, I'm going to find someone. And she's going to put in all this effort. And it's going to be very interesting. And I really enjoy it.
I really
love all the singles events she's going to start going to.
Right.
But this is a heartbreaking. I love this season. I love this plot line. But this is the part of season 4 that always hurts me a little bit.
Mm.
Is this
watching everybody struggling.
Everyone's in a really bad place.
Yeah.
It's kind of painful. You just want to see
just
all your
so
boo-boos
relatable.
Be okay.
I'm just kidding.
Kelsey, we just want to have it all.
Liz lied to us.
So.
There's a couple. There's Frank Hat. Number one is Under the Bottom.
Under the Bottom.
There's also
All the Way.
And then I think the next one's the one that has three of them. So I think there's two in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But Nicely done, Frank. Nice hats.
I like this episode. It's not my favorite. I think it is a little stressful to watch. Yeah. This is so much about how I watch TV, purely because I watch it to feel comforted. And when this episode has sad things happening to people I like, I'm not comforted.
Right? Yep. That's a really... Yep. I agree with that.
So it's a good episode. I think there's some really solid jokes. I'll laugh at Gangway for Foot Cycle Forever, which is my favorite line.
There's the joke about Jack, the masturbator Donaghy.
Oh, dear God.
I think my favorite line is... when Liz walks into Jack's office to talk, it's like, it's a disaster. And Jack is like, ugh, or whatever escapee from the island of misfit toys you're dating.
It's so funny.
Oh, gosh. But also, like, I don't think at all in this episode Liz has a moment of like, oh, Jack, you're probably going through something. Like, normally they tend to be pretty in tune with each other. And I like, they're just on separate paths right
now. They're both in it.
Yeah, that
they're both really feeling things,
and that Liz is right. But like Liz is just really selfish in this episode. Like, she's going through this and goes to talk to Jack. We're like Jack's mentor, his father figure, just died, and she's like, "Let me tell you about this British dude," basically.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. Yeah.
And she never mentions like, "Hey, like, how was the funeral?" Or like, "You need help writing something?" I don't know. It was just kind of like, I feel like there could have been a moment of them.
There could have been more connection in that. But we did get, that does bring us to the Porn for Women, which is because she's so selfish. It gives him his idea. So she really does give back in her own way.
I guess
in a very little. But you are right. She is selfish. And I think particularly when we know what is capable in this friendship and what's enjoyable as the viewer to watch them, when they are the ones that cover each other, it's like, be there for each other, but you're not. So I do understand that. I'll just say I really love the look at the actor named Wesley Snipes and me. If you are the strong black man and the pale Englishman, which one should be called Wesley Snipes?
It's true.
It's a great joke.
But do I only think it should be the pale white guy because of Princess Bride? Like, when I think Wesley, I think of Cara Elwes, and so then I think of the pale white dude.
I mean, that's fair.
That's what I think, at least.
That's fair.
Cool. Well, I think that does it for this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool, Kelsey, cool. I think we did it. Don Guys Hope America.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or Don Guys America Hope, whatever.
One
you
or
think.
The other. You can find our podcast places at Talk30Rock to Me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You can send us emails at Talk30RockToMe@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We would love it if you would leave us a review. We like reading those, it's fun. And if you tell us you left a review, we will send you a sticker.
We have great stickers.
Yeah, they're kind of... Oh, you have to tell us if you wrote it, though, because we don't have a way of knowing who you are other than your username.
That's also true.
There's no address attached to that. Kimmy, where can people find you?
At Kimchi Lucas. Everywhere.
Cool.
I have an Instagram because my camera's broken, so no fun for you.
You can find me places at Redheaded Blonde on the social media places. And...
That's it.
Yep. That has been season 4, episode 15.
I'm gonna go make some toast.
Go do it.
I'm gonna make toast. We're gonna I'm gonna put some Porn for Women on so you can just like talk at the screen while I do that. You're like, this joke went too
You know what's really funny is like, I remember we talked about this in our pilot episode, that my first memory of 30 Rock and you is us talking about this episode and you literally being like, I'm just not a porn person, like, about this, because we were talking about how that was just,
you know,
like,
what
weird.
Kelsey, I'm gonna put it out there, I'm still not a porn person.
That's your stance.
Boom! Rashida Jones convinced me. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Information and shows, visit BoardWalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.